Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Jesus was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go." The ascension of Jesus brought his ministry on earth to an end in an amazing way. It's not surprising that the disciples looked intently into the sky to see where he'd gone, longing for him to come back down again. As they stood there, they were told that the day would come when Jesus would return in the same way as he left. The second coming of Jesus should be our confident expectation. It should be constantly in our minds, not as a threat, but as the most wonderful promise. When I was a small boy, I must confess that I thought of it entirely as a threat. Whenever I couldn't find my mother in the house, I always assumed that Jesus had returned and I'd been left behind. However, the fact that Jesus will return is presented to us in the New Testament as a cause for encouragement. It's a reminder that history is in God's hands, and at the time that he chooses, the curtain will be brought down. The knowledge that Jesus will return one day also encourages us to ensure that we keep our minds focused on serving the Lord. Jesus told a number of parables to stress the importance of keeping alert all the time, because we don't know precisely when he will return. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids in Matthew chapter 25 is an encouragement to us all to be fully prepared so that we don't miss the moment. The parable of the servants reminds us that we need to work really hard with whatever resources we've been given. Whether or not Jesus returns during our lifetime is not the point. What matters is that we're always ready. So let me ask you this question. In what way is your life affected by the fact that Jesus might return today? And now let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that we will always live in readiness for your return. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.